The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Overall, the state of Iowa's Big Four men's basketball teams just had the best regular season in history.
So everybody, except Drake fans, should be in a great mood. Let's sound off.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Keith Murphy and John Sears, welcome to Sound Off. And Drake has been eliminated. The season's over since Thursday. So those fans, they already knew they were having a rebuilding year. So everybody, really, should be in a good mood tonight, right? This was a heck of a weekend for our state.
The Drake fans are likely on the Cyclone or Hawkeye bandwagon, maybe even the Panther bandwagon. They're
maybe
hopping on those right now.
Root for the conference,
might
right?
Might as well. This is basketball state of Iowa.
Northern Iowa did not win the regular season Valley Tourney, championship, but the Panthers did take the conference tourney title, and fans seemed thrilled. Same thing happened to Iowa State last year. Sound Off survey, would you rather have your favorite team win a regular season title or a conference tourney title? The tourney provides an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament, a bowl-type weekend for basketball fans. John, you'll experience that down in Kansas City. And momentum going into the dance. But I'm still voting for the grind of a regular season championship. Prove it over several months, not one weekend. Vote at whotv.com/sports. Can't lie. One and a third UNI Wichita State game. Panthers did their part. They're Valley champs, destined for a higher seed than the Shockers. Wichita State dropped the ball. Shockers spent too much time worrying about Panthers postseason awards and not enough beating Redbirds. There are bigger awards than Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, but no better trophy. Seth Tuttle, enjoy the Larry Bird, and when you have time, watch some old videos of Larry Legend. Iowa flipped the script from last year's collapse. The Hawks end the season on a 6-game winning streak, including 3 on the road. I don't care who you're playing, that's impressive. There's a reason Iowa hadn't done it in 28 years. Fran McCaffrey kept this Iowa team together when doubt crept in. Iowa lost back-to-back games to Minnesota Northwestern, and the Hawks haven't lost since. When Bryce Miller asked Aaron White if White considers himself one of the all-time Hawkeye greats, White said, yes. White says the numbers back him up, and he's right. More importantly, check Iowa's growth trend during White's 4 years. The University of Iowa honored all-time leading scorer Roy Marble Saturday. The noticeably thin Marble has stage 4 cancer. It's a nice gesture by Iowa, but didn't go far enough. Either retire Marble's number 23 jersey, or if there's too much baggage for that, why honor him on some future Wall of Fame? The sold-out crowd at Carver Hawkeye Arena was ready to go nuts, but Iowa inexplicably played no Marble highlights, didn't build the drama, or have Marble speak to fans one final time. In 2 first halves this week, the Cyclone showed vulnerability of being bounced quickly. In 2 explosive second halves, Iowa State proved just how good it can be, a matchup nightmare that could take down any team. Fred Hoiberg told me he lost 8 pounds stressing last week. Look, Fred doesn't need to lose any weight. ISU needs to start playing both halves, and everyone in Cyclone country will feel better. We need to pause and appreciate what we have going, John.
Amen.
I mean, Iowa State and Iowa had never both won 12 or more conference games in the same season. Add UNI 16, and it's unprecedented. For just the second time, Iowa will have 3 teams in the NCAA tourney, and this time, all 3 should be top 7 seeds. In 2005, ISU was the highest seed at number 9. This is the best regular season in our state's history. Sporting News ranks the state of Iowa, the USA's fourth best for college basketball. That's not bad for a state of 3 million people. Grandview University has a wrestling dynasty. The Vikings just won their fourth straight NAIA national championship. Saturday night, this was the ninth story in our sportscast. Big Ten and Big 12 conference wrestling meets were dropped for time. In 10 days, the NCAA wrestling championships begin the same weekend March Madness starts. Does this make sense to anyone? Is there a person out there who thinks this is the way to get wrestling more needed attention? This is how wrestling was almost dropped from the Olympics. Get out of your insular world. Do what's best for this great sport. Get out from under March Madness.
Completely agree, Keith. And I think Northern Iowa did exactly what Panther fans expected. Win the Missouri Valley Tournament. It wasn't against Wichita State, but that's not you and I's fault. I think this team can play with anyone in the country, but if you want to make one knock on the Panthers, it's overall competition. Outside of a weak conference, the best team you and I beat was Iowa very early on in the season. For the third straight week, I'm talking about Aaron White, and deservedly so. White had a senior day not many can match. 25 points, 8 rebounds, plenty of highlight dunks, a standing ovation send-off, oh, and a win. I think White is the all-around best player in the McCaffrey era. Iowa State, can you please play an entire 40 minutes? My goodness, that second half against TCU was a thing of beauty. First half, not so much. I think the Cyclones have all the pieces to make a deep run in March, but they can't show up for only 20 minutes, fully engaged the entire game. I don't think the Iowa wrestling team will win the national championship in 2 weeks. That's hard to say. The Hawkeyes had zero Big Ten champs and no dominant wrestler that you can even pencil into a final. Too many question marks all through the lineup. They'll contend, but I don't think they'll win. I hope I'm wrong. Finally, I think my son Jack had a great second birthday today, as you can tell by the picture. He was passed out on the couch, face down, by 4 o'clock. Too many M&Ms, too much cake, and a whole lot of fun. That is the life of a 2-year-old.
That's his head wedged in by the cushion over there?
Yeah, he's wedged in the couch right up there.
Oh, okay.
The couch and the pillow cushion just...
Yeah, the picture looked really odd at
first. Just passed out. Passed out on the couch.
Live calls, 282-9010. We do have an open line. We do have some callers ready to go. Let's start it with Ron in Fort Dodge. Ron, the sound-off survey tonight, regular season championship over a couple of months, or that tournament title that can be so much fun over the weekend as it was for you and I today, and it was for Iowa State, say, last year?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. My preference still would be to win the regular season title. That's over the course of the length of the season, and your team is winning all the way through. And, of course, I'd like to win the conference championship on top of that. But that would put you into the NCAA, first of all.
Yeah, the Cyclones are now a 2-seed, Ron. And, John, who will Iowa State play, Texas or Texas Tech?
Or Texas Tech, yeah. I'm going to go with the Longhorns.
Like, yeah, how do you like that? How do you like likely playing Texas in Kansas City Thursday?
Well, I tell you what, in a way, I'm scared of anybody they play because this conference is so good. And for the way that they've had those slow starts and they had to come on the finish, wouldn't we like to see a game where they just blow somebody away right from the start and we can kind of relax a little bit? But they are exciting to watch. And they cannot take a breather any time they step on the court. Iowa State's a very good team, but that conference is so tough that you can't let anybody get a jump on you because the threes might not be falling later on, and we might, you know what I'd like to see though is Iowa State against you and I. I think that would be an incredible matchup. You and I can slow the pace up.
That would be fun
to
see.
And
who knows? Maybe we will. Iowa State will have to play 40 minutes, as you said, John, against most teams. Maybe not in the opening game, but eventually they're going to have to put together two halves.
When they get to
the
NCAA tournament, they can't take time off, especially in the round of 32 or Sweet 16.
Be good for the Marist health, too. He doesn't need to be losing eight pounds.
8 pounds? My goodness.
Becky in Bondurant. Becky, how are you feeling about the Cyclones here as the regular season ends?
I'm feeling great. My question for you is, if you were an NBA team, which Iowa State player would you take? McKay, Niang, Monte Morris?
Jeez.
And second question, do you guys know what the Oklahoma guy said to get the technical?
Don't know what he said. I think it was trash-talking to one of the Iowa State players. They've kind of cracked down on that a little bit. My guess is it was a bad word.
Along the lines of get that out of here?
Yeah.
Get something, that.
out of here.
Something out of here. I'm not an NBA scout. Monte Morris has the tools, I think, to eventually be an NBA point guard. He's been smart about it. He knows he needs to develop further, and he's been developing. George Niang has shown that he has some old-school moves that will translate to the NBA. But maybe the emerging talent is Jameel McKay with that wingspan, jumping ability, and unbelievable energy, like a Joe Kim Noah type guy on a different level than Noah.
I'm going to go with Jameel McKay, mainly because the NBA loves those 6'10 guys that can run, they can jump, they can dunk. If McKay can develop a little bit of a mid-range game, he's got a couple years to do it. Get that mid-range game, little baby hook. I think he could be an NBA player for sure.
Dennis is in Camrar. The Hawkeyes will play John Penn State or
Nebraska.
What do you think about that draw, Dennis? Iowa doesn't get the double bye. The number 5 seed will play Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I think Iowa will kill them. And, I think Iowa's going all the way, and Bears are going undefeated next year.
You saying Iowa's going all the way and the Bears are going undefeated next year? All right, Denny, I'm going to ask you to step away from whatever it is you're taking.
Or drinking. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is.
Too much. All the way
I'm a
and
Bears,
Bears undefeated?
They just got rid of Brandon Marshall, so I don't know what he's taking tonight. But
that's too much. It was great to see Aaron White go out like this.
Awesome game, yeah.
Jenny and I, my wife and I, were at the game. And it was really cool when he exited. I think we're seeing it right here.
You'll see the hug with McCaffrey, real emotional. Right,
yeah,
here.
And that's
he holds
when
it for a while.
That's when it got Aaron White right mm-hmm. there. I didn't think they were going to let go. I thought the refs were going to have to come in and separate them. And then
that's Roland
Marble, all-time leading scorer, and now Aaron White, second.
That's
leading scorer. It was a cool moment.
And remember, Aaron White had no other scholarship offers from any Big Ten school. And now he's Iowa's second all-time leading scorer. That's incredible.
You know, Seth Tuttle seems to be doing okay, too.
He's not doing too
Iowa
bad
State
as well.
Passed on him. Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice, our director, he's the judge. ISU women's point guard Nikki Moody looks like First Lady Michelle Obama, according to Robin in White Oak. Old Spice? You know, I think Nikki Moody might look more like one of the president and first lady's daughters.
The daughter, yeah.
Maybe
a little more like the older daughter, I think.
Malia? Is that her name?
Malia.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. Late Iowa sports tweets suggest you and I's Matt Bohannon. Looks like Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. Old Spice? Man, Old Spice is in a rough mood. Oh,
yeah.
He hit the buzzer twice.
When you come to depend on something that really bugs the crap out of you. You write up a new What's Bugging Andy next.
Like us on Facebook, it's Sound Off Nation. John commented on Iowa State. Need to start playing well all game, not just the second half. Won't always be able to make the comeback.
Bobby also commented on Iowa State. Defense, defense, defense. We can't go out and expect to outscore the other team. Offense wins games. Defense wins championships.
Jason writes, Aaron White turned Iowa City into Dunk City. Yes, he did. We've all seen anonymous people with Twitter muscles or Facebook muscles.
Yeah. Kurt Schilling had enough, and that's not what's bugging Andy.
No.
Guys, this week the modern world got a needed lesson from Kurt Schilling. Freedom of speech has its limits, and deservedly so. Schilling took to Twitter to congratulate his 17-year-old daughter on her college choice, like many proud dads might these days, and he ended up in a tweet fight with a bunch of juvenile punks who don't know where the line is. Schilling is a very outspoken guy who is no stranger to turning himself into an easy target on Twitter, but in this case, there is no excuse for any animosity toward him to be extended to his daughter. So I and many others were happy to see him use the considerable influence he has to expose these people who targeted her and teach America a valuable lesson. Well, actually two lessons. First, Twitter is a fantastic piece of technology, and Twitter and the social media platforms it ends up spawning will forever change the way that we live. But like the automobile and nuclear energy and the personal computer, it gives people a scary new power, and not everyone will be interested in using it to do good. I, for one, am happy to see Schilling help harness some of Twitter's power by flushing out some of those who abused it. I hope that continues to happen. Secondly, Let this be a lesson to those of us who haven't gone as far as these clowns, but who have occasionally fallen into the unflattering gutter of a Twitter war or a Facebook fight. There's no dignity in it. There's no prize for crafting the sharpest 140-character zinger. There's no tweet or post effective enough to make all of your opponents admit defeat and walk away forever. If you're truly the bigger, better, smarter person, then you'll take a cue from Atticus Finch, who watched Bob Ewell spit into his face and then just stepped around the pathetic man to leave him standing alone in his unsatisfied misery. On Facebook, it's called unfollow, and on Twitter, it's called the block button, and they serve the same function, minus the spit. Schilling's battle clearly went past this point, but it probably didn't have to. So few of these confrontations would never even develop if we were all still talking face to face instead of through typed out words on a computer. I guess that's what bugs me most of all. But since that technology isn't going anywhere, I'm at least happy to hear that someone has helped to steer it back in the right direction. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Nice job, Andy. Were you paying attention, John, or were you answering tweets?
Doing both.
I saw you typing.
I'm multitasking.
Who's in your five? The Big Four's regular season MVP. That and more of your live phone calls, 282-9010, next. You can follow us on Twitter, at SoundOff13. Tim tweets, if you complain about college basketball, especially in March, you should be thrown in solitary. Hashtag, I love this game.
I love it, too. Scott tweets, call me old school, but I still like the idea of winning the regular season championship over the tourney championship.
Me too, Scott. Who's in your five? Regular season state MVP. Number five, Iowa's Jared Utoff. He edges Jameel McKay for the five spot, but McKay closing fast. Go another month, he might move up. Number four, ISU's George Niang. First team all Big 12, finishing strong. Number three, Iowa's Aaron White, currently on the best roll of his career. Number two, I'll go with ISU's Monte Morris, underrated. Unless you've watched him closely, then you know how good he is. And at number one, UNI Seth Tuttle, the latest award, Outstanding Player of the Missouri Valley Tourney.
Pretty good list there.
Yeah, it's a good list, and of course, you may have a different list. Let's get back to the phone calls here, and we'll get it started with the longest wait, Dodger Denny, 21 minutes. Dodger Denny, thank you for your patience. Cyclones, how are you feeling going into the Big 12 tournament?
Hey, I'm looking forward to this a lot. This is my favorite time of the year. I think once Iowa State gets that first game under their belt, they'll be ready to go.
You know, Dodger Denny, we haven't had a sound off since what we saw Monday night. We should mention that because that was unreal.
That comeback.
That to be down 21 points and go on a 22-0 run, to not only catch up, but to catch up, what, at like the 11-minute mark? It showed the unbelievable ceiling that Iowa State has when everything's clicking.
It was something. It was just I thought I was going to have a heart attack. It was just something. I loved the way they came back. They didn't get rattled. And they just put it together. So that's what I mean.
It could be fun. Thank you, Denny. John, we talked on the Murph and Andy show to a lot of people who turned their televisions off.
Mm.
Cyclone fans at halftime because they just couldn't watch anymore. And, man, they missed something special.
But haven't Cyclone fans learned that you should never turn the TV off with this team? This team could be down by 30 and come back in 5 minutes. I mean, don't turn the TV off on this team. The way they come back?
Especially in a high school gym like they had to play in last night.
Fort Worth School District.
Jordan. Is it Jornad? Is that right? Or is this a typo for Jordan?
Okay, Jordan.
It is a typo. Do you see what it says there, John? It says Jornad.
It says Jornad.
Yeah. Well, Jornad could be a name, right? Jordan, welcome to Sound Off.
Thank you. I think the UNI Panthers are going to win the NCAA tournament.
The entire thing, you're calling them as national champions.
That is what I'm saying. And the Chicago Bears are going to win the Super Bowl with Jay Cutler as MVP.
Okay, again.
This guy, please put down the bottle.
Whatever it is, I think there's a better chance the Panthers win the NCAA championship than there is of the Chicago Bears going undefeated and winning the Super Bowl. I'm not sure they have
any left
they can
play. I'm a Bears fan, and I agree with that.
All right, still to come, celebrations from state in the Sound Off Send Off. That's fun. But first, John and I will face off and 60 Second Sound Off coming up next. You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Quote, I have questioned the Hawks' toughness, desire, and playmaking abilities. After seeing them in person yesterday, I have to admit I was wrong, and I apologize. Jay in the morning.
Proud to see all of Iowa's teams doing so well. The Big Dance will see our state wonderfully represented. That said, how about those Panthers? What a great program. Fantastic young men and a coach who is down to earth. I agree with that. Ben Jacobson is great. He doesn't downplay anything. Loves the attention.
He just has fun.
Yep,
I love it. I love what he does.
Time to face off, Murph. The NCAA stripped Syracuse's Jim Boeheim of more than 100 wins and suspended Boeheim 9 games. Boeheim answered by skipping the post-game news conference.
Bad look by Boeheim. He throws an assistant coach out there to take the heat under the guise of keeping the spotlight on the players. Boeheim has shown no sign of taking any responsibility whatsoever. And when you check the NCAA findings, you wonder how Boeheim even has a job.
He wins.
Yeah, that is right.
That's how.
Yep.
Police arrested Arkansas defensive lineman Tevin Beanham for drunk driving. Yep. Head coach Brett Bielema met with Tevin's mom, and together they took away his car. You like this?
Love it. Mom is right. Coach is right. Tevin may actually learn a lesson. And it sounds like the former Hawkeye Bielema has grown up, too.
Han Solo made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs, but Harrison Ford emergency landed on a golf course rather than crash into houses. More impressive?
Well, the life-saving is more important. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
But the Kessel Run remains more impressive.
12 parsecs.
It's unbelievable.
Dolls is being replaced by Price Choppers. You're excited, right?
No. No. Dolls was an Iowa name, a neighborhood name. Price Chopper sounds like the grocery store in The Simpsons. Cans come in white labels with black lettering, beans, beets, beer. Price Chopper? No. Over, under. Overrated.
Overrated. NCAA basketball regular season. A lot of the conference regular season champs don't even make the tournament because of the underrated conference tournaments. How fun is March when these little conference tournaments get to show on the national stage?
Sound off survey update. Would you rather have your favorite basketball team win a regular season or conference tourney title? Regular season, 66%. That's more of a legit sign of what you've accomplished.
Yep.
Conference tourney, though, also fun and impressive and momentum. 34% of you prefer the conference tourney. All right, 60-second sound off here. Let's get some more calls in. We'll start with Steve in Des Moines. Steve, Big 12 tourney, what catches your attention?
Yeah, I went to Iowa, and I have to tell you, I can't help but like Hoiberg. Classy guy, class program. But, you know, the team that scares me the most in the Big 12 is Baylor. They're just playing fierce, and they haven't lost a game, I don't think, since they won at Hilton. And I think they're a team that can take it all.
Thank you,
they
Steve.
They swept Iowa State this year.
Yeah, they're underrated. Team.
Yeah, they are very underrated.
That was that team was really good at Hilton Coliseum. And Drew made all the right moves. He catches a hard time, but he had a good night that night.
One of the better shooting displays I've ever seen from an opponent at Hilton Coliseum.
BJ and Kelly.
What about the three women's teams going to NCAA?
Well,
two.
Probably two.
Mm-hmm. Maybe three.
Drake will have to win the Missouri Valley Conference women's tournament to make the NCAA tournament in all likelihood, but they have had a terrific year. Iowa State should be in. Iowa is a lock. Cheeser, as is tradition, has the final word.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, I might be going down to the tournament on Thursday if I can find the ride back here Friday because I got to go to Iowa City for my tournament this weekend. I'll let you know how I do.
All right, good luck to you, Cheeser. If he holds out a sign and says, I'm the Cheeser,
we'll put it on camera.
So, well, somebody will pick him up, take him home.
Oh, right, well, we'll put him on TV, too.
Yeah,
I think he meant on TV.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Three local teams taking home girls' state basketball titles. Congratulations to Waukee, Nevada, and Newell Fonda. We'll see you next week.